Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Jason Freeman is the author of the book Awkwardly Awesome, Embracing My Imperfect Best. He is a bravery coach who currently travels the country as a professional speaker, and he's in Sioux Falls for a book signing at Zambros Variety in downtown Sioux Falls. Jason, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you, Lori. It's wonderful to be here.
What time is the book signing at Zambros?
So it's on Saturday, December 30th from 2 to 4.
Perfect. The last time you came here to Zambros, I tried to go down and get your book, and they were sold out pretty quickly. So don't delay in picking up your copy of Awkwardly Awesome. I'm looking at this book, and one of the things is that it's very conversational. You're telling your story, but you're also asking all of us as readers to tell our stories. Why is that important to you?
It's very important to me because our stories all relate to each other. We all have triumphs. We all have challenges of one sort or another. So I was hoping, or I'm hoping that by telling a bit of my story, it will trigger things for the reader and get them to explore different parts of their own story more and maybe hopefully love themselves more and take actions aligned with where they want to go in life.
You talk about being at war with yourself for a long time. Tell us a little bit about what that time was like for you.
So what happened is when I was born, my umbilical cord became kinked like a garden hose, which makes it difficult for me to say my umbilical cord became kinked like a garden hose. And my folks started me off with it as a little kid. They said, "Hey, Jason, you are the best," and I embodied the love and the wisdom of that statement. But around age 8, I started looking around and noticing I was substantially different than the other kids, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm really not the best. And at the time, I thought I was the only person who ever felt that way about life. But now I understand everyone feels that way from time to time about different things. So anyway, from that point on until about 8 or 9 years ago, I tried to I started warring with myself. I didn't want my speech impediment. I didn't want my voice. I didn't want the fact that I was miserably stressed out a lot of time. And so I would war with the reality of who I was, and let me tell you, I did not win that war.
No. How bad did it get?
I hit my worst moment fairly early on in the war. So I was feeling badly about myself, about my voice and coordination. Then I hit puberty, and then I got worried about nuclear war breaking out between Russia and America at that time. So in seventh grade, I attempted to take my own life. But luckily, my heart wasn't in it. There was a deeper wisdom within me, and I called for help.
Took courage to call for help at that point. It was a natural thing for you to do just because you had that space in your heart. What do you think?
I think it I guess I would say it did take courage. At the moment, I was so confused and so desperate and so tears and just I was a mess. And so I think for me at the moment, it seemed like the best next step, because I knew in my heart that I didn't want to die, that I didn't want to take my own life.
So what's the power today when you travel and you speak to people and you do Facebook Live videos? And we'll put some links up to your website after the show, but, you know, friend him on Facebook, because those videos are daily, right? For you set a goal for yourself.
Yeah. After Thanksgiving, I thought it'd be a great idea to do a half-hour Facebook Live every day until the new year. And it's I'm loving it, but it is a challenge to think of new content.
Right. So what do you tell people about where is the power in embracing your own imperfection then? Because that's a word you use a lot in this book, just sort of, you know, it's okay to just be yourself and to be imperfect. Where's the empowerment in that?
So the power in that is in accepting a life as it is, and then moving forward from that point. Because if we wait for our circumstances to be perfect and wait for the perfect opportunities and wait for the perfect weather, I say this as it's snowing outside and 19 degrees, and I'm now from San Diego, California. And so if we wait for all that perfection, that becomes years of our lives, decades of our lives, if not a whole life. And I believe life is too precious for that kind of waiting. Just one small example. If I waited for my voice to become what I thought of as perfect, I guess you can't see this on if you're listening, but I'm making air quotes with my hands right now. If I waited for my life to become perfect before I began public speaking, that would have been my whole life. And at the end of my life, I could have said, oh, I had this dream of maybe becoming a public speaker. But, you know, I had this voice thing, so I couldn't do it. The perfectionism in us will tell us that we can do what we want to do in life. And it's the voice is trying to keep us safe and keep us from making mistakes and potential heartache, but so we can love that voice, but then that is so much more we could do if we acknowledge that perfectionism voice isn't the only part of us. It isn't the only show in town. We can listen to that voice, love it, and then choose to let it be, and then go for what we want to do. And yes, I have to do this every day. It's not like a one-time thing and done.
The book is called Awkwardly Awesome, Embracing My Imperfect Best on Facebook, on the internet as well, and at Zambro's December 30th, you said?
Yeah,
3rd. So go down, pick up a copy of the book, meet Jason Freeman in person. We're a little short of time today. I'm hoping that you'll stick around here with me after the show. We can talk some more, and we'll have you back on the program in the future when you're in town here at home to South Dakota. Thanks for being here.
Cool. Thanks, Lloyd.